Welcome to the second season of the On Japan Time podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Michael, and we're both California natives.
We've been living and working in Japan for almost 30 years.
Each week, we sit down and discuss life and culture in Japan from a foreigner's point of view.
We invite you to join us for a new episode every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Japan time.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
On Japan Time. Welcome back, everyone. This is episode 32 of the On Japan Time podcast. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing really well. How are you today, Jordan?
I'm doing okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, very busy today.
Oh, why?
Lots of printing for my classes.
School starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Yes. So I've been back and forth to the copy room maybe like five times already.
Yes. I saw out on campus today the Oriental truck.
That's right.
They're doing, what, physical exams for the students today.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing to do because I don't ever remember getting like a physical as a student in college.
No. Oh, yeah, we don't have those like traveling buses where they'll come and do that.
Yeah, so kind of like as Michael just said, the buses will, they come to our campus here at Aichi Toho University.
Yeah.
And the students do not like a full, really in-depth physical, but they get a decent amount of things checked. I think their height, their weight.
Blood, eyesight, hearing.
They do even collect urine samples.
Yeah.
One of the buses has like an x-ray machine in it.
Yeah.
And I think I never really remember getting x-rays in the U.S.
No, it'd be too expensive.
Yeah, but here it's like part of your yearly checkup. And it's this like box.
Yeah.
That you like, you hug. And they're like, hug this box.
Yeah.
And then breathe in and hold your breath.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
So this is actually a clinic that sends the bus, not a hospital.
That's right.
When we came back to Japan, one of the things I noticed was there are so many clinics.
Oh, there's so many.
Know? Like you hardly ever see a clinic in America.
No, you'd have to go out and look for it on a map or something.
It would be like maybe for people who don't have health insurance or something.
Potentially, yeah. I don't think, yeah. Mm. Or maybe if you need like specialist care, like a foot clinic or an eye clinic.
Right. But this Oriental clinic is quite a big place. They do all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems like it's a hospital rather than a clinic.
That's right, yeah.
So I was kind of wondering, well, what's the difference? When does a clinic become a hospital? And is it just the name, you know?
Yeah, they're very close, aren't they?
Yeah. So actually in Japan, there are different sizes of hospitals, too.
Okay.
Technically, there's small, medium, and large hospitals.
Oh, okay.
It's like close.
So it's like a menu.
I think one of the important things is you have beds, you know, so patients can stay overnight.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't think clinics generally do that unless it's like giving birth or something.
Yeah, yeah. They sometimes have beds, but it's like you said, it's a day thing only.
Yeah.
Maybe you get... Yeah. Like an IV drip for just the afternoon, and then you're out.
Yeah. So a small hospital, what's the limit on how many beds in a small hospital? Just guessing.
Oh, man. Is there an actual?
Yes, there's an actual number.
Oh, my. A small hospital.
Yes, a small hospital can have up to how many beds?
Are we double or triple digits here?
Well, that's a pretty big hint.
Okay, I'm going to say 80.
That's a pretty good guess. Yeah, up to 99.
Oh, dang, I was really close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say 20, I was going to say 300.
So when you get to triple digits at 100, then you're a medium hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a medium hospital can have up to,
well,
how
since
many
let's see, 9,999.
No, you might have guessed.
Oh, no, I skipped one.
Triple digits to quadruple digits or something. But
I am not a math teacher.
Up to 499.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot of beds.
That is a lot of beds.
Actually, but that's a medium hospital. Mm-hmm. And then if you have over 500, you're a large hospital.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there are sometimes, like near our house, there's a GAN center, a cancer hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes hospitals have a very specific function or
specialty. That's right, yeah.
Or something. But then there are regional hospitals and... Mm-hmm. sometimes research hospitals.
That's right. Yeah. For university hospitals. Right. There's a lot of those.
So I think America has some kind of connected to university, like John Hopkins or whatever, yeah, you know, famous ones.
I'm pretty sure Stanford has its own hospital and I'm sure Berkeley does too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So a clinic, now a clinic can have beds too, mm-hmm. but then it would be smaller than the small hospital. So if you keep it under 20,
okay,
then I think you're a clinic.
And like you said, you don't really stay the night at a clinic. Is that
no.
probably not a thing, is it?
So to me, clinics are kind of like, if you have a special thing, like mm-hmm. a skin problem or yeah. something, or ear, nose, throat, something mm-hmm. like that. You go to a clinic.
And maybe a very important thing, too, is it's not an emergency, usually.
Right, right, because there's no emergency. They close.
Yeah, they close. They're like closed on every Thursday. Yeah, right, and right. It's like, okay.
So in America, we don't have clinics, but if you had a problem, you'd probably call the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and you would maybe talk to a nurse.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
And then they would decide if you need to come in or, mm-hmm. or what you would do. So I think clinics have that function somewhat.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you would go to clinic first.
I don't know if you'd call. Yeah, you'd probably just go.
Yeah, just go. And then if it's serious, then they would refer you to a hospital.
Yeah, that's right. And usually they have got connections. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe after you've gone to a hospital, the clinic would handle the follow-up.
That's right, yeah.
Something. So mm-hmm. it's a pretty nice system.
Yeah.
And I don't know if clinics have pharmacies. We've talked about pharmacies. They're always kind of separate.
Well, they don't have them in there, but they're like
right
next door.
Often right next door. Yeah. Totally right. Separate business.
An arm's reach, literally. Yeah.
So in America, the hospitals, your insurance company has the hospital, right?
Like, yeah, each insurance policy has connections with certain hospitals or certain care providers, and it's a mess in the U.S. Sorry to...
So, in Sacramento, where I'm from, Kaiser was mm-hmm. my hospital.
Kaiser.
And the insurance. It was one and the same.
Yeah.
Did you have that in your hometown too, Kaiser?
So I came to Japan when I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just on my parents' insurance.
Yeah.
Until I came to Japan. And then I'm a pretty healthy young lad. So, I mean, I didn't go. Like, after I turned like 10 maybe and got my final like immunization shots or whatever, I actually never went to a hospital after between like 10 and like 27 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'd go to a clinic. A hospital would be something very serious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think there are more clinics or more hospitals in Japan?
Oh, there's definitely 100. If I'm wrong, I'm going to eat my own foot. There's definitely more clinics.
There are.
Okay, there has to be. Yeah.
Yeah, way more.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
So there are just over
8,000.
8,000 hospitals.
Oh, yeah, see how good I am. Uh-huh.
So then do you want to guess just roundabout
clinics?
How many clinics?
There has to be so many. How many drugstores were there? We said 16,000 drugstores, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Maybe. There has to be more clinics. So I'm going to say 20,000 clinics.
100,000. 100,000 clinics. Yeah. Beep. So it's really a big part of the Japanese society. Now, that's a little bit of a cheat there because dental clinics are part of those.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't think of a dentist office as a clinic.
No.
That's totally separate.
From an American view.
It's not a clinic.
Yeah.
It's a dentist
mm-hmm.
or a dentist office.
That's right.
So actually, most of the clinics are dental clinics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There are more dental clinics than regular clinics.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's an impressive number.
What do you think? How about this? We talked about convenience stores before. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of convenience stores.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you think there are more convenience stores or medical clinics? We're not talking about the doctor clinics or the dental clinics now, just medical. Which one do you think there's more of?
Is this a trick question? Are they the same?
They're, you know, they're not that far apart.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking they're probably pretty close because, I don't know. I'll give it 60-40 roughly.
60-40, which one's more?
Which one's more? Probably the convenience stores.
That's really a very good guess.
Is it? Well, I'm just genius mode today.
So there are 56,000 convenience stores.
Okay.
And I think the number of medical clinics is like 35,000. So it is almost 60-40.
Whoa. Yeah. What, do I get a gold star? I mean, what? Hello.
You're paying attention.
Hey.
Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things, so I love healthcare here in Japan.
Oh, me too.
It's advanced.
Yes.
It's very affordable.
And it's accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get into a hospital and on the day you can probably, I mean, depending on the availability, but you can generally speak with a doctor.
Yeah.
And sometimes for like 30 minutes, they'll talk to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in America, they don't want to talk to you because every minute you spend in the hospital costs them money.
Yes.
You're using the insurance.
Yes.
So they don't want to treat you. But in Japan, they're fine, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, the system is completely different, right?
Yeah, right.
So here we have socialized healthcare where to pay for your healthcare, it's based on your salary.
Mm-hmm.
So a certain percentage of your salary gets taken out.
Oh, that's a good
and
idea.
And goes, well, that's what they do. I mean, that, yeah. Hey, America, listen up. So yeah, a certain percentage of your salary goes to healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Another certain percentage goes to pension.
And so when you visit a hospital in America, if you have insurance, there's a co-pay.
That's right.
Right. So it's a set amount you pay.
That is here too.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's here too, but it's not based on any insurance plan. It's just the whole country.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's very cheap, very good care. And I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of referenced in the previous or two episodes ago about drugstores. My family is often going to the hospital recently, and some days we go and talk to the doctor, and, you know, we've talked to him for 30 minutes, and we had some sort of test, and then we go to pay, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's 1,200 yen, which is like...
It's less than $10.
At the current exchange rate, that's less than $10 to speak with a doctor for 30 minutes.
Wow.
And they listen to you too, which is very, at least the ones we, there are bad doctors here, but generally they'll listen to you and answer your questions and guide you.
So what's the population of Japan now? Like 120 million or so?
Probably. Yeah, maybe a little bit less. Maybe it might be around.
It's shrinking.
Definitely shrinking. It's getting a lot smaller. I just did a Google search. It's 125 million in 2022.
Okay. Yeah. And America's, 300 or so?
Way more than that now.
More than 300 million. Wow.
330 would be my guess. Okay.
So much, much bigger than Japan.
333 in 2022.
Million. Okay. Yeah. So which country has more hospitals?
Probably. For our listeners, you couldn't see when Michael looked at me now. I was going to answer like with 100% certainty. But
so I've told you there's around 8,000 hospitals in Japan. Okay. Do you think America has more or less than that?
Well, you haven't told me how America, I'm not sure if you know, but how America classifies hospitals. You probably don't know.
No.
Probably Japan just because of the aging population. That's going to be my guess.
Oh, okay. Even though it's a much smaller country.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Bingo.
In fact, Japan is number one in the world in the number of hospitals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's not even close. Like America's number two, and we have 6,000.
And Japan had 8,000, you said?
Over 8,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
that's kind of shocking.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would require a lot of doctors, you know, compared to the population.
So I wonder then, that probably goes back to the classification that you were talking about, the small, the medium, and the large. To be a small, you said just 20 beds?
Yeah, so that's, I guess, pretty much every hospital in America seems like a big hospital.
Yeah, so maybe that's why the number is inflated, because those 20 beds are included in the calculation.
So, so Japan just outright has the most hospitals. But another thing they measure is how many doctors there are for every 1,000 people.
That's a great statistic. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they do that.
So Japan is relatively low in that sense. There aren't many doctors per 1,000
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7.
It's 2.5.
Oh, dear.
That's why they're ranked pretty low.
That poor half a doctor.
Yeah. I think in America, the average worldwide average is 3.5.
Okay.
In Japan's 2.5. So
that's not an easy job for sure.
No, but that means, I don't know. What does that mean? They're spread out in so many hospitals or they work a lot longer? I'm not sure.
Per thousand like population. Mm-hmm. So that includes like young, healthy people in their teens and 20s who don't generally need access immediately. I'd say it's usually not until like your kind of late 30s-ish that you need to start for most people, right?
Yeah. But I'm wondering if because there's so many clinics, mm-hmm. they handle a lot of the workload. And so you don't need as many doctors at the hospitals, I wonder.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there are fewer staff mm-hmm. Because you have all these clinics that are kind of mini hospitals.
Yeah, right? They really are. Yeah.
So maybe that's why there aren't so many doctors. I know a few doctors. It seems like a pretty hard job.
Yeah.
Here, working long hours.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be up to it.
Yeah, especially those overnight shifts.
No, thank you.
So when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the staff, and maybe you can share a personal story, or I could, about your experience at a hospital.
Excellent.
And now it's time for English tips.
I'm having a terrible day.
Why? What happened?
Well, I was seen by a human while I was eating their garbage, and I almost got bitten by their dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when I was running away, I nearly got hit by a car.
Wow.
Then, I was chased by some bees after I took their honey, and I got stung several times.
That's terrible. And a lot of passives, too.
Hmm? What do you mean, passives? I've been active all morning.
No, I mean, you used a lot of passive verb forms to describe your active day.
Passive verb forms? What are those?
We use passive verb forms when something happens to us. We aren't doing the action.
Oh, I see. So, I was seen by a human is the same as a human saw me.
Right. You used a form of the verb be with the third form of the action verb.
Well, not always. Sometimes I used got.
That's true. If the action was bad for us, we often use got instead of was.
Well, I hope I don't get chased by anything else today.
Or get attacked, or get bitten, or get eaten either.
Yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be the ones doing those things.
Frogs, lizards, and birds, here we come.
Nom 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 nom. Welcome back, everyone.
So we've been talking about hospitals and clinics. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to share our personal experiences with the health check.
Yeah.
So one of the things that surprised me here was they have something called the barium swallow test.
Yeah.
And they give you this bottle of kind of white, chalky liquid.
You need more adjectives. White, nasty, disgusting.
Yeah, well, I don't recall what the taste was. I stopped doing it a while ago. But so what you have to do is you have to drink this whole bottle.
That's right.
And then you lay on a table, and you're not allowed to burp for some reason.
Because you'll probably spew it all out.
Yeah, people have. I've heard of people throwing this vomiting in the room. So then you lay on a table, and the table moves around, and you have to hold on to these handles, and then you switch position as they shift you around.
It's kind of like when you see astronauts preparing for outer space, like getting used to like gravity moving.
Yeah. So I imagine this barium inside you is coating your insides. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to twist around and do all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure exactly what they're checking.
I think it has to do with like your stomach or esophagus or intestines. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one, but they're checking to make sure there's no like abnormalities in shape or maybe holes or things like that.
Yeah. So I don't do this anymore, but One of the first times I did it, it was before work. I was starting work at noon that day. And so mm-hmm. I went in the morning to get my health check. And it wasn't very far from my place of work. So I was just going to walk from the hospital to the to my place of work. But after I did this physical exam, because you drank all that nasty liquid.
Yes.
They gave me these two little white tablets. And they said, take these after you finish. I said, okay. I didn't know what they were.
Yeah. Oh no.
So then I was walking my way to work afterwards, and along the way,
it became toilet time.
Yes, quite desperately, I had to find a toilet. So later, I learned that the two tablets I swallowed were laxatives.
That's right.
I think gezai mm-hmm. in Japanese, and a laxative makes you have to use the bathroom.
The number two.
Yeah. So I was, you know, I was walking to work and I just got caught in a very bad place. But now I know what those are.
Yeah.
You don't have to take them.
You don't. No.
Yeah. So
I actually did it once too.
Uh-huh.
Just because I was curious, like maybe I should get this done. Uh-huh. And I did it here uh-huh. at Aichitoho University on the bus.
Oh, the Oriental bus.
Yeah. They have the machine and kind of like your experience, they don't really explain much because they just assume that everyone knows how it works and how it's done.
Yeah.
And kind of like you said, in the bus, you start standing up on this like mm-hmm. thing with like handles or rails along the side of you.
Yeah.
And he said, hold them.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And he didn't say any, this is in Japanese, right? He just said, hold the rails. And he didn't explain to me that it's going to start moving. I had no idea. And then it just starts moving. And so then I'm like trying to like maintain my balance. I'm not doing it properly at all. You're supposed to stay in the sled or the thing, right? And let it rotate you around. And he's like, stop, stop, stop. And he kept having to come in and interrupt. And
oh, no.
I don't think the test was very successful.
Oh, yeah. So how about you? Do you have any interesting experiences to share?
Yeah. So part of our yearly checkup is an ECG.
ECG.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
In English, that stands for electrocardiogram.
Electro, so like electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Cardio is heart.
Heart or, yeah, pulse.
And then
related.
A gram is like
probably a test or, result or
okay. Like measurement.
Graph measurement, yeah. And in English, in Japanese, I believe we'd called that what did we say it was?
The Shindenzu.
Shindenzu.
Yep.
So when we think of the shin, that would be
heart.
And then den.
Electricity
mm-hmm. and zoo
would be the kind of mapping out of the heart, I guess.
So very similar because mm-hmm. they're that type of word. It's not a normal English word. Mm. So when I do this every year, it's always a struggle.
How do they do this test?
Oh, good point. Yeah. So I'm just so used to it now. I just assume everyone knows. It seems very kind of like 300 years ago, like it's the type of thing you see on like horror movies.
Why? What are they doing?
So they open your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a woman, I believe you have to take your undergarments off as well. So you're just, there you are.
Okay.
So you take your shirt off and then you have to roll up your pants at the ankle area.
Ankles?
Yeah. And you can't have your shoes or socks on generally.
Okay.
So your ankles are exposed and your chest area is exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And they stick a bunch of little like electrocutie looking things.
Electrocutie.
Suction cups.
Oh, like suction cups.
Mm-hmm. They stick a bunch on your chest and a few on your ankles.
They're probably cold.
And they're very cold. That's right. And then they just say, okay, lay there and relax.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, I'm a kind of fidgety person. So as soon as someone tells me, relax, I cannot relax.
Oh.
Like, don't say that to me. Like, so the very first time I did this, they're like, okay, relax. And I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know. My image of this type of test is like electric shocks and like weird like seizures and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, what's going to happen to me? So I start sweating and
really?
Yeah, my heart is just pounding.
I mean, literally nothing happens, right?
Literally nothing happens. Didn't know it at the time. But so I'm sweating and laying there and, you know, a minute passes. Usually it takes a minute.
Uh-huh.
And a minute passes by and the nurse comes over and she says, sorry. We have to do this again. I'm going to start the test over. Please relax.
So when she's saying relax, she means don't move.
Don't move, but also keep your heart rate down.
I see. You were nervous.
I was nervous. So the readings on her machine were probably like, dude, this guy's
he's freaking out.
He's having a heart attack over here. So I went, we do this in the university, like upstairs, and the men and the women are separated because the shirts come off. And there was two booths, and while I'm waiting there to get mine done, usually, like I said, it takes a minute, like 7 or 8 people went through the other booth while I'm just laying there, and she's like, we're doing it again.
Oh no.
Okay, you can do it. And then she starts like patting me on the head, like, don't worry.
Really?
Treating me like a
A
kindergarten child, because basically I was. I mean, I can do it now, but it was the funniest thing to me.
It was the fear of the unknown that was getting you.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh, well, interesting.
My image was from movies where...
I'm not sure what movies. You're not Frankenstein.
Well, you know, back in the day, they get the drill where they're drilling into brains and suction cups, and they're electrocuting people, tying you down.
Huh.
That's my story.
So these, I don't know, what job... Is that? Is it a these people who work at the clinics, are they?
They're nurses.
Nurses. Kangoshi. Yeah. Kangoshi. We used to call them Kangofu, but Fu is a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. So
there's an old.
Yeah.
There's an old. What am I saying? There's an old supermarket chain in southern Mie. I think it still exists. It's called Shufu no Mise. It's a real thing.
So the housewife store.
Yeah, it's literally called the housewives supermarket or store.
You have to get up with the times.
Yeah.
So nurses and doctors obviously work at hospitals. What are some other positions at a hospital that you can think of?
In English, I'd probably call them administrative assistants.
Okay, so they are handling
documents and desk work and computer records.
Maybe when you pay and stuff like that. Yeah. Administrative assistance, good. Yeah. Anything else?
At a clinic or hospital?
Yeah, at a clinic or a hospital. What are some other jobs?
A janitor at a hospital.
That's true. Someone has to keep the hospital clean.
I'm struggling here already, Michael.
So here, at the university, we have professors.
Okay, so we're at rankings.
Then. Yes.
Okay. Titles and ranks.
Uh-huh.
So doctor.
Okay, doctor.
Nurse. What's probably studying doctor or
like an intern. An internship?
Different level of a doctor.
So what at the university we have professor, then we have what, assistant? Associate.
Associate professor.
And then maybe assistant.
Lecturer.
Uh-huh, and
then assistant.
Yeah, so professor. There's different kind of ranks. So at a hospital too, they have the assistant nurse.
Okay.
The nurse's aide.
Okay, yeah.
So they're kind of ranks of things here. How about the person who feeds you?
Oh, a nutritionist.
A nutritionist.
Yeah, that's huge here in Japan.
Yes, do you know the Japanese word?
No, I don't.
Ayoshi.
Yep.
We know nutrition.
Yep. Do we have a moment to talk about food here at the hospitals?
Maybe in another episode.
Okay,
we're almost out of time.
Yeah, because it's amazing.
Yeah. How about the person who takes the x-ray?
So x-ray is rentogen.
That's true.
Some
kind of technician usually handles them.
No, I don't know the word for technician.
Okay. Actually, they call it in English, it's a radiology.
Radiology.
Yes.
Radiologist.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might have therapists or mental health doctors.
That would just be therapy.
Yes.
Here. Yeah.
That's right. So if you ever live in Japan, don't get nervous about going to the hospitals.
No.
Great care.
Yeah.
Very affordable.
Very good care.
And I really appreciate that about living in Japan.
Me too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of On Japan Time.
Please follow us on Instagram for bonus content and English tips.
You can also DM us on Instagram with your questions or comments.
And we'll do our best to include it in a future episode.
We look forward to you joining us again next week
on Japan Time.